It will be easier for Syracuse police officers to deal with animal emergencies from now on. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a Central New York animal cruelty group has donated 25 first response kits to the police department.
Veterinarian Tim Robinson digs through the animal carrier that doubles as a first aid kit for animals.
First is a basket muzzle. This is for dogs.
It will be available to police officers, according to Police Chief Frank Fowler, who are often the first to come across an injured animal.
We are the first to respond to a number of calls for police services, and we take all of them very serious and ranking right up there with injuries and harm to human beings. We take injury and harm to our animals very, very serious.
Animal cruelty officer Rebecca Johnson could have used one of these kits in the past.
One dog, a Corso, was involved with a dog in a fight. The arteries cut in the arm and blood shooting out. I can't do anything. That dog only has a certain amount of time to survive. If I had the proper stuff, you know, I could have stopped the bleeding right then and there.
These kits are the first actions taken by the new Central New York Animal Cruelty Task Force. Facilitator Nicole Heath says the group is working on other initiatives as well. For example, having one judge oversee animal cruelty cases.
That would help with their knowledge and understanding and background as well, so that we could work with these cases, especially because the laws can be difficult for some to understand because they still fall under the Ag and Markets area.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.